room for the up to $100 bonus you can get with the new Arvest Flex Rewards credit card. Sign up at arvest.com/bonus. Subject to credit approval. Offer ends December 31st, 2017.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Mally Tabor for Mountain Home, Marley Dotson for Norfolk to jump center. The opening tip, one by Norfolk. Lady Panthers will have it first. They'll operate left to right here in this opening half of action. And they're in their red road uniforms with the white numerals in the black trim. The Lady Bombers, the white home uniforms, blue numerals in the gold trim. I don't think there's a soul sitting in this gym right now. Drive along the baseline. The miss by McGowan. She gets her own rebound and is fouled as she goes back up. She'll head to the free throw line. The foul's on Riley Walker. That's her first. First foul against Mountain Home. So Ivy McGowan at the free throw line. The first one from the lefty is a little short. She'll have another one here. Norfolk has won 48 straight regular season games. Second free throw is good. Norfolk strikes first. Full court pressure by the Lady Panthers. A 1-2-2 press. They're going to play a, this looks like a box and one. They're going to play a 1-2-1 zone and play a man on Pfeiffer. Peyton Husky says, hey, you want to leave me alone? I'll knock down a three from the top of the key. And the Lady Bombers have their first lead of the game, 3-1. 7:08 left in the opening quarter. Out top now for the Lady Panthers. This is Macy Dillard. They'll look into Dotson at the free throw line. Swings the left side of McGowan. Ivy with the ball fake. Dribble along the baseline, double teamed. And the ball's going to be taken away inside, and a foul against Norfolk. Emma Martin comes up with the basketball. Fouls on Kinsey Rangel, her first. First foul against Norfolk. Well, Norfolk with Macy Diller playing man-to-man on Pfeiffer. Here's a foul at midcourt against Norfolk. That's Ivy McGowan with her first, second team foul. So they're playing man on Pfeiffer. The others in a 1-2-1 zone. Out top, this is Walker for the Lady Bombers. 6:28 left opening quarter. Mountain Home with the early 3-1 lead. Walker holds it out top. She'll take a three. It's off the back of the rim. Long rebound. Bounces all the way out to her. She'll keep it alive. Now Husky between the circles. Gets the offense set for Mountain Home. Dillard mirroring Pfeiffer. She comes out to the top of the key now, and Dillard stays with her with that man. Just under 6 minutes left opening period. Here's Tabor at the free throw line for Mountain Home. Nothing there. Husky out top. They'll swing it right side to Martin. Left side, top of the key is Walker to the free throw line with the penetration. Stops, bounces to Tabor. Baseline left through a triple team and scores. 5-1, Mountain Home with the early lead. 5:28 left in the opening period. What a crowd. It's a packed house here at Bomber Gymnasium. Ivy McGowan driving the right side for Norfolk. She'll hit the layup. It's 5-3, Mountain Home. Norfolk continues with some pressure in the backcourt. Mountain Home handles it. Martin now Husky out top for the Lady Bombers to get the offense set up. Martin right side, top of the key. Tabor free throw line on the floor. Kicks it on the right wing. Out top it comes to Martin. Her three off the back of the rim. Rebound tip control by Norfolk. That's Rangel underneath, the 6-foot sophomore. Just under 5 minutes left, opening quarter, 5-3. It's Mountain Home leading Norfolk. McGowan into the paint, drives, ball knocked loose. Boy, Norfolk fans wanted a foul call. They didn't get it. Mountain Home comes up with it. Husky at three at the other end. Air ball, rebound on the backside by Rangel. Norfolk gets it back with 4:28 left, opening period. Ivy McGowan again to the baseline with the dribble drive. She's going to be fouled. This is a reach in on Emma Martin. That's her first. Second team foul. Norfolk goes to the bench. Pearl McGowan, the 5'8 senior, will check in. Rangel comes out. Dodson trying to post up right side. Takes it to the baseline with a dribble drive. Ball knocked loose. She'll pick it back up. The pass out top. Long pass deflected, stolen away. Three turnovers by Norfolk. Mahusky into the front court. She is clobbered as she goes up for the shot. She'll head to the free throw line. And Ivy McGowan just picked up her second foul. Third team foul against Norfolk. Peyton Husky at the free throw line. First one in and out. .406 left in this opening quarter. Second free throw. Rattles around and it's good. That's 4 points for Husky. 6-3, Mountain Home leads it. 4 minutes left in this opening quarter. And Norfolk throws it away. Ivy McGowan threw it one way. Macy Dillard broke the other way. And that's four turnovers by Norfolk. Lady Panthers go to the bench. Hannah Bryant, the 6'4 freshman, will check in, averaging 8 points a game. Four turnovers by Norfolk. They've had some big games already this year. This is the biggest of the season so far for the Lady Panthers. Well, we talked earlier, this is a state championship feel to this one. Electricity in the building is just amazing. Folks have been talking about it all day. Here's Husky out top. Now it's Martin with it. 3:25 left, opening period. Top of the key, Husky to the free throw line. Now Tabor, they'll work to Martin in the left corner. Dribble penetration into the paint. Blocked underneath by the 6'4 freshman Bryant. She'll come up with the basketball. 6-3, Mountain Home leads it. 3:05 left, opening period. Dillard out top for the Lady Panthers. Right elbow is Pearl McGowan. Left side, a three is going to be missed by Stowers. She'll get the long rebound. It bounces all the way to her in the left corner. Takes the free throw takes the dribble to the free throw line. Now her pass is out of bounds. Five turnovers by Norfolk. And for Mountain Home is Kyra Penn, the 6'1 junior. Well, Norfolk has turned it over five times, but they only trail by three. Mountain Home unable to take advantage of these turnovers. And now turnover by Mountain Home as Riley Walker tried to pass it to Husky. Husky was looking the other way, and the pass hits her and sails out of bounds. Dodson comes out now for Norfolk as Rangel will check in. 6-3 Mountain Home with 2:28 left in the opening period. Top of the key is Pearl McGowan. Penetrates to the free throw line, brings it back out top. Baseline drive, this is Dillard with it, Macy Dillard. Out top once again, Pearl McGowan. To the free throw line, stops, brings it back out top. Mountain Home did a good job defensively. Here's Stowers in the right corner. Cross-court pass to Pearl McGowan. Penetrates. 10 feet out. Dumps it down low. Rangel will score. 1 point game. 6-5. Mountain Home leads it with 1:47 left in the opening quarter. Mountain Home slows it down a bit as they work it into the front court now. Three Lady Panthers and one Lady Bomber waiting to check in at the next whistle. Here's a three by Husky off the back of the rim. Rebound, Norfolk has it. That's the 6'4 freshman Hannah Bryant inside with her second board. Norfolk looking to retake the lead this trip down the floor. On the right elbow, it's Dillard to the baseline. Out top, Pearl McGowan with it. We got a whistle away from the foul ball and a foul against Norfolk. They'll get the freshman Hannah Bryant pushing inside her first, team's fourth, six turnovers. Madeline Collins in now for Mountain Home. The 5'10 senior will check in. Tabor comes out. Ivy McGowan back in for Norfolk. Marley Dodson back in as well. Mountain Home leads it by one with 1:01 left here in this opening period. Husky penetrates into the paint, kicks it out to Walker. Top of the key. Now she'll hand it off to Husky once again. Walker to the free throw line. Husky out top. 48 seconds left in this opening quarter. Mountain Home leading Norfolk by one. Walker on the right wing now for Mountain Home. Out top, Husky launches a three, will not go. Rebound underneath by Riley Walker. She's 5'4", got in there and got the rebound. Pin, hook shot, baseline right, it won't go. The rebound to Madeline Collins, she'll keep it alive. 23 seconds left here in this opening quarter. Mountain Home's already had a couple of shots this trip down the floor. 6-5, Mountain Home leads it. 10 seconds left here in the opening period. Pfeiffer, who's not even been able to attempt a shot yet, dribbles it out of bounds and turns it over. And Norfolk has 4.8 seconds left in the length of the floor to travel. They'll get it into Ivy McGowan. She'll quickly bring it up ahead. At the top of the key, the three-point floater will not go. We played one. It's been a dandy so far. 6-5, Mountain Home leads it. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Baxter Regional Medical Center, every patient, every procedure, every interaction matters. We're proud to be recognized by HealthGrades as the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery in 2018 and patient safety in 2017. From state-of-the-art heart care to the tiny details.